sounds something like a school teacher would say. And say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for would be a
midwife.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, and the same shaped nose, you'd say he...
It's a spitting image of him.
Okay, or he, what, his father, he...
Looks like.
Okay. What if he has the same behavior, the same mannerisms?
He acts like it.
Okay. And you might say, a child's misbehaving, you might say, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Whipping.
Anything else?
Spanking.
What's the difference?
No difference in it.
What would you tell a small child?
No whipping.
Okay. And say if Bob was 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob...
He grew 5 inches.
Okay. And you'd tell him you certainly have...
Grown.
And you say, that Bob came up so fast you could almost see him...
Growing.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
Bastard.
Okay. Any other words?
Illegitimate child.
Did anything you remember of old people used to say?
I don't know.
Woods colt or Sunday baby or bush child?
I don't know. Probably have.
None of those words sound really familiar. Mm-hmm. And your brother's son would be called your...
My nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents, it would be an
orphan.
And a person appointed to look after the orphan would be
guardian.
And say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around you, say, this town is full of my
relatives.
Anything else you say?
Kin folks.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
relation.
And someone comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
Newcomer. Stranger.
Okay. What if he comes from a different country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country? Like someone from...
From another state.
Uh-huh.
Might.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And these are some names. The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And did you ever hear the song Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly.
Huh?
I don't know.
What was that?
Nelly.
Okay. And a nickname for a boy named William would be?
Bill.
Or?
Billy.
Okay. And the first book of the New Testament?
Got me.
The first of the four Gospels?
Matthew.
Okay. And a woman who conducts school is called a...
School teacher.
Anything else? Did you ever hear school man or school
Yeah,
man?
I've heard it, but I...
Uh-huh.
No.
And this is a family name. It's the name of a barrel maker. Do you know the name Cooper or Cooper?
Yeah, I've heard it, but I never associated it with a barrel maker.
How would you address a married woman with that name?
Mrs. Cooper.
Or if you were just talking fast, you'd say this was...
Miss Cooper.
Okay. And...
Tell me to take a break on up to eat.
This thing's going to be run out in a minute. Say a preacher that wasn't very well trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit, just preaches on Sunday here and there. It's not even very good at preaching. What might you call him?
Be a lay preacher.
Or that's not. Would you know any sort of derogatory words?
I don't believe I do.
Have you ever heard yard axe or shade tree or jackleg preacher? Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
And the name of the wife of Abraham?